Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It grades. You guys ever watch Trailer Park Boys, that TV show?
All the time.
Because that is a Rickyism right there. That's something Ricky would say. I'm not really good at grades, book learning.
I'll just do the intro, then I'll introduce you. And then we don't have emails because Cobb does that. And I should tell people to just email me directly. And then anyhow, so just the routine. I'll do the intro. I'll bring you in. We'll do like kind of interview with you, talk to you. And then we start doing... what's Matt in and stuff, just sitting here and hang out. Taryn comes in, does the Taryn topic. You can just jump in.
All right.
Let's ride this bull.
Good day. You are listening to a podcast. But this isn't just any podcast. Just any podcast couldn't do this. Or this. What the? This is the podcast. Starring the Ted's. Starring the Ted. Starring the Ted Smith and Cobb. Ha-ha. The podcast starts. You better wear a helmet now.
Woo! The podcast, episode 286. What's up with your boy, the Ted Smith? I'll be the host of this here podcast, the greatest podcast in all the land.
All the land.
To the left of me, actually, he's to the right of me. He's always here unless he's actually not here, man. So we'll just skip Cobb today. We'll go back there. He's back there getting the studio all set up, all the wheels of steel. Matt Comer, the producer, MCTP. What's up, Matt?
Hey, Ted.
How you doing, man?
Pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Rough start to the day, but you know, listened to some aggressive music, did some exercises, and I feel better.
Ooh. All right.
How that
all
works.
You know what, man? Today was a weird day. And like, as we tape this on Tuesday, January 21st, remember that yesterday, that Monday was Blue Monday, the most depressing day of the year.
Really?
Yeah. There's all this research about, basically the holidays are really, really over. Right? Like, if your tree's still up, you're probably that person. No offense. I don't know if yours is.
No. Tree's down.
It's just like the holidays are over. Maybe you spent too much. Maybe you ate or drank too much over the holidays. And then, like, I think in America, a big part of it is football is basically over, too. But statistically, for whatever reason, that yesterday's Monday was, like, the most depressing Monday of the year.
Huh.
So you got that behind you. But I don't blame... I mean, you know, sometimes... I had a weird day today, too, right? I didn't do nothing last night. Went home. Watched, of course, a couple episodes of Meat Eater. And then got up at a decent time today. I was just like, just can't wake up. Like, I don't know what's going on. And so then I was like, yeah. I mean, I could fake it well enough. But
you get one in?
This morning?
At the lab?
No, I did not.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's probably part of the reason I couldn't wake up.
Always helps.
Yeah. I'll be back in there tomorrow. I was dying all weekend. all right. So today on our show, on the podcast, we have a very special guest.
Oh. Stop it.
Now, Alec, you do afternoons over at 100.7 The Wolf, one of our sister stations, 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. I asked you months ago. We finally had you in. So, Alec, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thank you for having me. It's been a long time in the making, and I feel really, really honored to be here. Since you asked me and then rescinded your invitation and then didn't talk about it for a few months, so now here I am.
There was an active rescinding?
Yeah, it was rough.
It was right before Burning Man.
Our friendship was on the rails for a while.
Wow.
It was right before Burning Man, so I asked him, and then I rescinded it because we had either somebody in or we were doing something. I wasn't going to be here. And then I just kind of never brought it up again. And then Alec actually, like, we are friends.
Yeah.
So he's very good about every once in a while.
I'm glad to feel good about that. You know, I was
just jab me. Like, then it's like, it's been months. And then this almost doesn't even feel like a full invitation. we're missing one of our main guys, Kyle.
I know. This is just a fill-in. This isn't like a feature, you know? Hey, we're short a guy and we really need some help. You have a second?
All right. Alec, you moved around a lot. How long have you been in Seattle? How long have you been on the air here?
Like a year.
It has been about a year.
Like 2 weeks out of a year. Almost a year here.
All right. Now, I don't want to give away any secrets. Obviously, I think a lot of people, probably if you listen to this podcast, you listen to KSW, there's probably a good chance if you listen to rock, did you listen to country as well? Like, there's a lot of calls or
switchback.
Cross pollination.
Yeah, sure. It feels safe. Safe bed.
It does. So I think you'd only been here a couple months, and I ran into Alec. He was hosting down at the Professional Bull Riders in Tacoma.
Mm. Oh, nice.
Yeah. We sat down there. We drank some curds, and we had some beers.
We did. We were down there on, what was it called, like the dirt suite or something?
I don't know. They set us up around like a metal fence with a circular bar table, and that was our suite.
Yeah. And I mean, Matt, we are right next to the bulls and like that, right? So like, it's pretty cool. Actually, it was a lot of fun. But I will say this. Once in a while, the bulls kind of break loose and run around. And one of those bulls, I mean, maybe for a split second, was like pointed at us. And I like kind of backed off. Like, man, I don't want to be standing up on that rail.
That was one of those things where I like had to go to for work and envision myself staying at like for like 10 minutes, right? And then ended up staying the entire time drinking with you guys. It was a really fun time.
It was awesome.
They had loud music. They had fireworks. They had beer. They had like these massive bulls trying to destroy people. It's literally everything you could want.
Sounds like a hell of a Saturday.
Dude, it was. It was a great Saturday. This time you're talking like March, April. So there's not like a ton of stuff going on. Like the Mariners are probably already starting to lose.
I think we were well into Mariners losing season at that point.
It also gave me a reason to wear my cowboy hat, right? I've got this thing for Burning Man, and I hadn't really worn it since I went to Burning Man the first time. So like that, I remember telling, I'm going with Tanch and Jason and Sean. So I told Tanch, I said, hey man, I'm wearing that cowboy hat. And everybody's like, yeah, cool. So I show up, it's a sunny Saturday afternoon. I show up at Tallarico's. Now it's still me, still wearing Timberland boots and a green hoodie, but I'm wearing the cowboy hat. And like, I walk into Tallarico's, there's one chair, and I'm like, oh, thanks, partner. And like even the bartender, like, not even 2 minutes, she goes, I gotta, like, what's with the hat? I want to see bull riding. And Tanch just doesn't even look at me. He kind of goes, I can't believe you're wearing the hat. And I said, I told you I was going to wear the hat. He goes, you told me. I didn't think you were going to, like, wear it.
It looked good.
Yeah, it's a working man's hat. You know, like, the cowboys, like, the real cowboys, like, the bull riders, they have, like, the Stetson, like, the formed one. Mine's more of a working man's hat.
And listen, if there's one phrase to describe you, it's working man.
Working man. As I sit here in my Patagonia zip-up hoodie. That was a great time. I know. You had already been working. We just roll in. You know me. I'm already a couple beers deep. Like, let's hang out, man.
And then I start. If you're drinking, I'm drinking. You know? That's what it comes down to.
Alec and I also want to just basically pat ourselves on the back. Was this year we had the office Christmas party or whatever. So earlier in the day, Alec was like, hey, man, like, let's meet up somewhere afterwards. So I was like, all right. So we kind of unanimously came up with the bar we'd go to. And I'll be damned, by the end of the party, people were asking me, like, hey, are you going? And I was like, yeah, like, it was kind of all right. I didn't say this. But I'm like, yeah, of course I'm going.
We planned it.
I mean, a bunch of people showed up. I thought it was great work out of us.
We got invited to our own party, honestly, is what it was.
Like,
and there was a ton of people there.
It was unreal.
Yeah.
You ever seen Dazed and Confused?
Yeah.
Do you ever seen, that's probably too old for you. How old are you?
At 24.
All right. So Dazed and Confused, this famous movie with McConaughey. But like half of the movie is them setting up this beer bust at the Moon Tower, beer bust at the Moon Tower. So Matt, it was like that. Like, I just started saying, hey, we're going to this place. And by the end of it, people were like, are you going to the beer bust at the Moon Tower? Like, yeah, I am.
It was a good time.
Hell of a time.
Yeah.
All right. So let's see. you've got, well, let's pimp your new podcast, by the way.
Sure. It's a funny situation. Another coworker of ours, I got to set it up before I get into it. Yeah. Another coworker of ours, I'm really good friends with. She does the mornings on our R&B throwback station.
Yeah, 103.7.
103.7, yeah. Her name's Bree. And we hang out all the time. We're really good friends. And we're like, let's do a podcast together. And we like kind of shopped it around, and everybody in the building loved it. And then it came down to naming it. And they're like, okay, well, which station is this going to live on? Well, it lives on Bree's station. On 103.7. So the name of it is Bree's Real Talk. So I am absent from that title in there. But I am the co-host of that podcast, Bree's Real Talk, B-R-E. Apostrophe S, Real Talk.
It is funny because, all right, a little behind the curtain is that they've been working on it for a while. So I knew they had been
3 months.
On it. Right. I like both of them. They're both entertaining, good entertainers. So I'm like, this will be a good podcast. I was like, huh. No mention of Alec on there.
Yeah. It's we were trying to like come up with a name where both of us could be on it. And then my boss is just like, listen, you're not going to like this. But we decided to make the executive decision and your name's not in the title. And it was kind of one of those situations where I had to be like, okay, sure, yeah, that's fine. I'm okay with that. No problem. But inside I was like, what the hell?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the podcast is all of us. Megacast is a couple of us.
Yeah, well, listen, just rub it in, Ted, all right? You know, it's quality content, all right? And like, we've been doing it for 3 months, and like the first episode just came out last Friday. So we've got all this stuff like in the bank. Like,
trust me, Matt will test. We did the same thing for the podcast. So this is before the bosses even really cared about the podcast.
Yeah.
We were just, I started one, man, we're episode 286. What did we decide it was, 5 years ago, 6 years ago, Matt?
5.5 now.
5.5. But we did the same thing. It was at least, what, 3 or 4 months that we would just come in and record them and didn't put them out.
I don't think people understand what goes into actually getting a podcast, like, published. Like, and maybe that's the wrong word. Like, on a website or on Spotify or Apple, wherever your podcast lives. It's a process.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't think people understand that.
It's a process, you know, and, you know, it's also not as easy as, like, you could chat up your buddy all the time. But I don't care if you're just sitting in your garage or something. Once you put the microphones on, it's a different give and take.
Sure. It's easy for us because that's what we do. But,
right.
Yeah, it really separates the men from the boys in that situation. Here's a couple of men sitting right here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Can we say that in 2020 still? Is that a thing?
Yeah.
All right. Well, yeah, here we are. Yeah. Man.
Yeah, men stuff. So anyhow, catch him on Bree's Real Deal. You can say whatever the hell you want, man. You didn't even get your name on that show.
You could even get it out without a straight face, man. That was awesome. Oh, man.
All right, so you have the new podcast out.
Yeah, I do.
Now, a couple questions.
Sure.
Well, I got a bunch of questions. You have lived in 8 states, most recently North Dakota.
Mm-hmm.
What states have you lived in?
I have lived in Illinois, Wisconsin, Washington before this, Pennsylvania, Colorado, Texas, North Dakota, Minnesota, and now Washington a second time.
Where'd you live in PA?
Wilkes-Barre, Scranton.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, there you go.
I've driven through there a few times in my life.
Yeah, as a real young lad, lived there in Wilkes-Barre, Scranton. My dad does radio too, so it's kind of a...
Did he work in radio there?
Yeah, couldn't tell you what station. But yeah, no, he's always done radio, so that's why we moved around a lot, you know? That's like a classic radio person thing, is like moving around all the time.
That or military?
Yeah, that's what when people ask, like, why have you lived in so many states? Military? I'm like, nah, not as cool. My dad talks into a microphone, like...
They use radios in the military.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Real good morning Vietnam situation, you know?
Good reference point.
Thank you.
I was going to say, did you guys ever eat Taylor ham? Pork roll.
No idea what that is.
All right, all right. Because, I mean, I grew up in that area, right? Like, right outside of D.C., then lived in Baltimore.
Sure.
But, like, in Philly and, like, down on the shore there, like, Taylor ham is pork roll. It's basically like Spam, but I don't know how to explain it. It's different. Like,
Spam isn't even that bad.
Right. I like Spam, but I tell people all the time, but I also like pork roll, which is not the most appetizing
thing. Don't even know what that is, but, I mean, if it's like Spam, it's probably... People probably think it's disgusting, but then you eat it and you're like, wait a second, this isn't that bad.
Yeah, and if you're from like the Jersey Shore, people will swear by this stuff. So like, I'm pretty sure Bon Jovi still has it on his rider that like there has to be a package there or whatever.
That was my first concert.
Quick, Bon Jovi?
Fact. Yeah. Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Yep.
No kidding.
The Have a Nice Day tour.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Man. Bon Jovi, man.
Hell of a band.
I don't know.
You hating on Bon Jovi right now?
There's just a couple songs that I'm just like... It just kills it for me. I can't listen to it.
Which ones?
Pour Some Sugar on Me.
Wait. What?
Yeah.
That's Def Leppard. That...
Oh, damn it. All right.
You were so like, yeah.
He said it with such authority.
I know.
Pour Some Sugar on Me. It's a horrible song.
I'm not thinking about Pour Some Sugar on Me then. What's Bon Jovi's the one, like, every guy's got to sing it? Living on a Prayer.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So do you like hate Journey then too?
No, I actually like Journey. So I like the Eagles too.
The Don't Stop Believing is like basically the same thing as Living on a Prayer.
It is. It just, you know what? I just had a group of guys that I knew that all went to York College in York, PA, which is a terrible place.
Okay.
You remember the band Live?
Yeah.
They're from York, PA. They made a song about York, PA. It's called Shit Town. I'm not even kidding.
That's all you need to know.
But they went to York, so York College. I mean, I don't think it's a university. I don't know. But we used to go to this place. It was called like the bookstore or something. It was where you could drink underage. We would get hammered, and everybody every night had to sing that song like 10 times. So I just, whatever it is. And don't get me wrong, I'm down with some bad medicine. Ooh. Like, I don't hate Jovi overall. But just, sure. It was just a period. And then also, like I'm 39. I'm almost 40. So like growing up, there was just a swath of women I knew that just were obsessed with them.
Yeah, I can see that. Like, it's a real middle-aged woman soccer mom type band.
Yeah.
For rock music.
Which know? Is weird because back in the day, they were like, they were teetering on that edge. They were kind of slimy.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Slippery When Wet is like the name of their most famous album.
Right, but it's also like we talk about Bree, who's got the podcast.
Bree's real talk.
But like Hot 103.7, I'm amazed. Like some of the stuff they play now is just kind of like soccer mom, like R&B or throwback jams. Like, listen, man, I used to get in trouble for listening to some of this stuff. Like it was like a big deal. Like, oh, you're listening to the Tupac, huh?
To the Tupac.
I remember when Dre's first album came out.
Oh, boy.
Like we would sneak out of the pool and like go out to the car to listen to it on tape.
Just a real bad boy, huh?
You know what? It's kind of like Trick Daddy said, it's because I'm a thug. You don't even get that reference point.
I know. I'm well aware. I was just kind of looking at you like, did he really just say that? Like,
all day, every day.
Yeah. Wow.
You don't look at me and just start thinking, thug life.
It's one of those things, man. It chose you. You didn't choose it, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
All right, so what's your favorite state that you've lived in?
Texas.
Probably. All right, where were you at in Texas?
San Antonio.
Ah, it's funny, I've never been to San Antonio.
Great city.
Is it?
Great city. It's far enough south where you don't get the stupid snow. Like, you don't get snow. And I was in Dallas a couple weeks ago, and it snowed.
Really?
We were there over the weekend. Friday night, we had tornadoes. Tornado sirens were going off. And then Saturday morning, woke up, and it was 30 degrees and snowing sideways.
Tell everybody why you were there, though.
I was there to watch the North Dakota State Bison, where I went to college briefly, to play for the national championship in football.
Yeah, they're playing James Madison. Yeah. I don't know what they call that anymore. We used to call it D1AA.
It's Division One, 1AA or FCS.
So FCS,
like,
all right,
like, you know, you got Bama, they play in FBS, Football Bowl Series, and this is Football Championship Series, FCS. So yeah. Their playoff, like their championship and playoff bracket is what FBS should be.
Like, oh, 100%.
A legitimate playoff bracket.
Well, I want to say Eastern Washington was in it a few years ago.
They are.
They have a very good program. Yep. Madison's always in it. Like, obviously, the Bison, you guys just dominate.
It's Z, man. Dude. You got to be careful when you're saying that Bison.
Bison?
There you go.
All right.
I heard the way you did that. Didn't some like first round pick
Carson Wentz?
Okay, that's right.
Carson Wentz, the quarterback for the Eagles, I've partied with that guy 1,000 times.
No kidding.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Yep. Really?
Yep. A lot of parties with him.
What's his poison? Light beer?
Anything. All those football players, man, they will drink anything you give to them. I don't think he's ever paid for a drink in his entire life.
He probably never have to in that town.
And the quarterback after him, his name's Easton Stick. He's the backup to Phillip Rivers on the Chargers right now.
Maybe the starter.
He might be now. Yeah.
Yeah, Rivers is out.
So he was down in Frisco in Dallas. He was down in Dallas for the championship, and I just watched it. And I know him from where the radio station and all that kind of stuff back from Fargo. But he just sits there. And people come up to him in droves, like all these Bison fans. And they might as well just be handing out their money to him because drink. It's ridiculous. The dude was there for 5 days, and I guarantee he didn't pay for a meal, didn't pay for a drink, probably didn't even pay to stay there. He just was there. I don't even know. Imagine being like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, I can imagine getting a few drinks here or there.
Listen, my name's not on the podcast. I don't understand that. But, yeah, super long answer to your question. San Antonio's awesome.
All right.
You don't get any snow. It's 3 hours from the Gulf of Mexico, so the beach is right there. It's a major city. There's a lot of nice
areas. Is it on the border?
No. It's South Texas, but it's not as south as, like, Houston.
Okay.
So it's, the food is amazing. There's a big city. You're right there on the coast. The climate's pretty good. It gets super hot in the summertime, but I'd much rather have super hot than super cold. I've experienced both.
I remember back in the day, people used to always give San Antonio a hard time about being a city with a lot of fat people.
Oh yeah. It's one of the most obese cities in America.
All right. So that doesn't make sense to me though, if it's that hot during the summer.
People just eat, man. The food there is unbelievable.
Must be.
So good.
What's the main, like, if you took us, like the three of us go to San Antonio, we're going to eat like standard San Antonio fare. What are we getting? Like Tex-Mex?
Yep. 100%. Right. First place I'm taking you is a place called Alamo Cafe. The best queso I've ever had in my entire life. And it's like the place to be.
All right. Yeah.
Then we might swing over to Bill Miller's Barbecue. It's like a hybrid, like sit-down, drive-through barbecue place that's only in San Antonio. Amazing. You got to get their chicken strips with the gravy, man. You dip those chicken strips in the gravy. Get yourself a large sweet tea. Light ice. Get out of here.
I always feel like a hate crime when I drink Lipton unsweetened black tea.
What's wrong with you?
I know.
It's like the most un-American thing of all time.
Serious? Like, yeah, well, again, I'm almost 40. Where were you going to say, Matt?
Oh, have you listened to the podcast before, Alec?
A time or two, yeah.
Okay. You fit right in. We talk about food, and I get really fucking hungry, like, every time, it feels like.
I know. I was doing it to Taryn. I know. Right before we came in here, I was doing it to Taryn, telling her about all this. I'll get to it. But I was talking about food to Taryn, and she's like, you got me starving. I was like, I know. Well, food, like, to me, food and sports are just the easiest. You know what I mean? And also, people talk about food all the time. Like, it's a natural thing. I mean, I was having a beer at a bar last night, and the guy next to me was like, I don't get why food's such a big deal. Like, I just, to me, it's just energy. I just want to eat this and that. And I said, I disagree with you, friend. Which generally in a bar is in like.
I guarantee that's exactly what you said, too.
Yeah, I think I said exactly, like, I 100% disagree with you, friend. He's like, why? I'm like, man, food's what brings people together. Like, every culture or whatever, almost every culture has this Sunday, like, and I'm not saying you got to sit down with your family every night and eat a meal. I'm just saying, like, there's times, like, Matt, how many, we have fun times at my house, right? And there's always plenty of food there. Yep. People are hanging out, get what you want at the time. But I'm like, I think that the food's what brings us together.
Yeah, because everyone, like, brings their own thing. One time, like, yeah, you always make up stuff. I always grab stuff or make stuff. Like, yeah, it just adds to the fun of it.
And everyone has, like, the one thing that they're really good at making. You know what I'm saying?
You're looking at the Wing King right there across
from me. This is the Wing King?
Yeah. That's the Wing King.
What kind of wings? All wings or, like, a specific kind?
I stick with the buffalo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I've had a couple times I've used barbecue sauce because my mom doesn't like buffalo sauce, and I'm, like, over there making it for my parents, and my dad's like, make a few with buffalo, but, like,
but yeah. Your buffalo sauce is, like, the standard good, like, it's not too hot.
Right.
It's just got a good flavor, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love wings and pizza. It's like, and tacos. That's it. That's me right there. I love wings.
My whole life.
I mean, look, if somebody said I could only eat three things for the rest of my life.
That might be it.
Right? No health things aside. Like, just, you could pick three things. That might be the three things I would pick.
Honestly. There might be a little bit of a hot take. I think barbecue sauce on wings is disgusting. I don't ever get it. I don't like it. I never get it.
What do you go with? Buffalo?
Buffalo, hot. I'll do like a Cajun.
Like a dry rub?
I love dry rubs.
Dry rubs
okay.
are the spot.
Oh, yeah.
New
dry rubs
gonna
are
take
so
this there.
Good. Nothing better than a good dry rub.
Oh, nice lemon pepper?
Oh, I'll
don't,
take it.
Don't hear me start it. Yeah, you know what's funny? I've definitely dipped wings in barbecue sauce, but I very rarely would get wings with barbecue sauce on them.
I just think it's gross. I don't like. I like barbecue sauce. I'm part of the barbecue boys. Like
you
I,
are.
I love barbecue, but I don't like it on wings. I don't know what it is. It's just weird.
See, and that's what's funny. So me and Mike Hawk from the men's room and Alec, we'll get barbecue sometimes. Call ourselves the barbecue boys on Fridays.
Yeah.
It's really cute. It's a really cute thing.
Yeah, I've seen the hashtag.
But I get really annoyed if you go to a place and they put the sauce on the barbecue. I'm always like, Matt's heard this speech. Like, I've got to taste the meat first. I have to see what you're doing with the meat.
Yeah.
Now, if I choose the sauce, that's all me.
I get it. Because otherwise, then you're just tasting sauce. Like, who knows? They could have done nothing to the meat.
Yeah, we have no idea.
Do you guys always go to the same place for barbecue?
No, so that's the issue. Downtown, there's only like two or three places, but we've kind of exhausted those, so we need to find a delivery service we can use. It's not going to cost $100.
Okay, so a thing is like you want to expand out.
We're looking to expand.
We talked about this. We would like to try every barbecue and kind of have like a competition to the point where people are just sending us barbecue is honestly the end goal.
One of the ones, the one hole in the wall down there.
Oh yeah,
we hit that one.
I like that one.
I got to give a shout out to my new spot is Stan's over in Issaquah.
Yeah. Stands is really
I haven't
good.
Been over there yet.
Way out there. Though.
I know. Me and Mike are gonna take you there. Because literally we were sitting in there on New Year's Eve and he goes, we should have brought the kid. I was like, man, he's probably got plans or something. Like
I was at my boss's house on New Year's Eve.
I
would have been.
This was early in the day.
Well then I was doing nothing. Here we go. Classic. This is like the podcast thing all over again, you know?
I know.
We're sending the invitation, not inviting me to the barbecue boys meetup, like it's whatever, man.
Yeah, Stance is very good.
Sure is.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've been there, right?
Yeah, my parents live right up the road.
You guys tell me how delicious it is. We're back and forth. You guys talk about how good it is.
Man.
Yeah, Matt, I think his rib is probably the best thing on the plate.
The ribs? Yeah, did you get the combo plate then?
For sure.
And just like eat it.
We got the brisket,
you can
the pulled
imagine
pork.
My dad ribs. Always gets the combo plates.
I bet he does.
And then everybody.
I bet it's delicious.
All right, now I know what your hot take is.
Oh,
Alec, what is your beef with sushi?
Oh,
I don't like sushi.
Why not?
I think it's just that it's like it's not cooked. I think that's honestly what it comes down to.
So, what about like a shrimp tempura roll?
Wouldn't do it.
But it's cooked.
No rolls?
No. Even I just don't do it. And honestly, I probably would like it. Because I love, like, I love dim sum. I love dumplings. Are like, that's my shit. I love dumplings. I love all Asian food. I basically just love food. But for some reason, I have never gotten down with sushi. And I had it, like, one time, and I just was, I did not like it.
Would you say you are getting 24?
Yeah. I'm almost 25.
You know, in your defense, I bet I was probably 27 or something before I really started eating it.
But it's like super trendy. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, that's eating sushi is like a cool thing to do.
It is. I did it Saturday, man. Like, I did it Saturday for lunch
like
my buddy.
And like, live in Seattle. Like, there's probably a really good sushi places here.
Yeah, like the place we went, Nijo, is delicious down in Post Alley. But I mean, we didn't even get rolls. We were just eating raw fish.
Wow.
And the Kobe beef ribs.
I can't do that.
Do you like calamari?
I've had hit or miss with like fried calamari.
Yeah, but
what's your thought on seafood overall?
Love seafood.
Okay.
Fish, lobster, crab, whatever.
The sushi spot in Ballard, Billy Beach, has just like these like big strips of like calamari meat lightly fried in this like spicy chili sauce, like 10 out of 10.
It sounds delicious.
That's how you break them in. You get them in with the calamari, and then it's like, hey, try some of this roll. Yeah. One of those like big fried ones.
Maybe that's what it is. Because
rolls are where it's at. I don't like the raw fish by itself, but I will go to town on a lot of
the rolls. Funny thing is that sushi itself, I'm pretty sure the word just means like rolled up rice and something in between. The actual raw fish is an accoutrement, if you will, that goes on top of it.
What was that word? Say it. What was that again?
Accoutrement. It's French. It's like, so like, people think sushi, they think raw fish, but that's just what goes on the rice and everything. The sushi, it goes inside.
Sushi was a descendant of like Asian culture.
It is.
And so now you're tossing French words at me. I'm confused.
To explain why like people go, I don't like raw fish. It's like, well, sushi's just like the rolled up stuff with the rice and everything. That's what sushi is.
So the French word is raw fish.
No. Accoutrement just means something that goes extra on top. So you could say like pepperoni is the accoutrement on top of your pizza. But pizza itself is just cheese, dough, marinara sauce.
Do people call it accoutrements?
Accoutrement?
No, wait, do people say it in a
French accent?
I know that happens.
It's just one of those fun facts I like to f*** with people with. Actually, speaking of which, your mascot is the bison. I have been telling people for years is that there's only buffalo. They're only indigenous to Africa and Asian. We have here in America is the bison, a misnomer by the people back in the day calling them buffalo.
So a buffalo and a bison are two different things?
Yes.
This has been a very eye-opening couple of minutes here for me. I didn't know that. And in North Dakota is like where they all live.
That's why your university names it correctly. Because they know.
Yeah, so we're not the buffalo, we're the bison.
Correct.
Oh, wow.
Looking at you, Colorado.
idiots there in Colorado.
North Dakota State have a good hockey team, too?
We actually don't have a hockey team.
Okay.
Because UND, the University of North Dakota, has a hockey team.
And they're really good.
One of the best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Consistently.
They were the Sioux, and then people got upset about that. So now they're the Fighting Hawks. But most people still call them the Sioux.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh. It's like their neck. Everyone knows.
Yeah.
I just saw a whole article today on the Kansas City Chiefs, and it's like...
I was thinking that on Sunday. I'm like, people are all up in arms about the Redskins, right?
Yeah.
But they're down with the Chiefs?
So, right... So the Chiefs thing is weird. I never knew this. I thought maybe... So, like, if you go to, like, Utah, right, and you see a Utes game, like, they have a thing with the Utes. It's like a tribe. So, like, I went to a game there, and they had them out at halftime. Like, so they're, like, cool with the tribe and do stuff to help them. So that's why they can still call them the Utes. Or, like, the Seminole Indians said to Florida State, like, we're fine with you using our likeness and everything.
Okay.
So the Kansas City Chiefs, I thought, was just, like, a nice nickname maybe they were saying back in the day or something. Turns out there was some guy who wasn't even Native American that basically, like, in this area of Kansas City, like, had all this stuff about this tribe he was part of, and everybody called him Chief, and this tribe is not real. So then that's how they got their name.
And they're, like, all in on it, too. Like, they played Arrowhead Stadium. Like,
oh, yeah.
That's like a...
They're doing the chop?
Yeah, they are all in on that. Interesting.
Yeah.
Huh.
I don't know about that one.
Whatever.
Yeah. With that said, I'm excited for this matchup. Those are the two teams, once you got down to it, that probably should be there.
I'm still not sold.
I mean, you're
the
49ers. A Packers fan.
Yeah, and put that aside. The Packers got embarrassed. I am a diehard Green Bay Packers fan. But I don't think the 49ers are legit. I really don't. And I think Richard Sherman's bad. I said it.
I mean, how could you say the Niners aren't legit?
How could you say Richard Sherman's bad?
I'll answer both of these questions.
All right.
I'll start with you, Ted. The 49ers, look at Jimmy Garoppolo, right? What does it take to be a Super Bowl caliber team? An amazing quarterback, a franchise QB. That's what it takes. You look at the past, you got Brady, Manning, Favre, Rodgers. You've got these guys, Breeze. These are championship-winning quarterbacks. And now you got Jimmy Garoppolo, who on Sunday, now granted he didn't really have to, but he attempted 8 passes. He was 6 for 8 for like 77 yards, right? He's got the lowest average attempted pass in the NFL.
I don't think you need a quarterback like that to win a Super Bowl.
Absolutely do. Because if you... Say that look at the Seahawks, how they look at the Seahawks play against the 49ers. They shut them down. The Seahawks has exploited the 49ers as not a great team. You take away the run from the 49ers and you make Jimmy G pass the ball. He's got the lowest average attempted yards per pass. Like he's at six yards at an attempt.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Who was the quarterback back in the day for the Ravens? Like, remember they had Ray Lewis. They had a very stout defense. It was somebody
Flacco?
Terrible.
Trent Dilfer?
Trent Dilfer, right? Trent Dilfer has a Super Bowl ring. Yeah, you tell me Trent Dilfer was that good?
Well, obviously there's anomalies, but if you look at the people that are, you know.
Well, look at Eli Manning.
Yeah.
I don't think Eli Manning, I think he's a little overrated, but the reason the Giants won those two Super Bowls is they had a 4-man front. They had a stout defense that just threw off Brady. And they won those games.
I just think that
if you're the 49ers with that defense you have and that running game. Like, I think Jimmy G, when he needs to, does what he does. He did it in New Orleans.
I just think if you put the two teams next to each other, Patrick Mahomes is that guy. He's the guy. Like, if you watch that game on Sunday,
look, don't get me wrong. Patrick Mahomes, I mean, he was the MVP last year, and he is much better, I think, than Jimmy G. But with that said, with the Niners running attack, who on the Chiefs is going to stop that?
The Seahawks stopped it just fine. The Seahawks exploited him twice. Once at their place and once at CenturyLink. Like, it's so they'll take the home field advantage part of out of it. It can be done. It's like you look at the Packers, they're a perfect example. They shot themselves in the foot. In the first quarter, Aaron Rodgers had an interception and lost a fumble. Embarrassing. Like,
and he also looked like he didn't care.
Oh my God, all the time. It makes me so mad.
I'm not a fan of his.
I love Aaron Rodgers just because he's a quarterback for my football team. But
right.
That's 14 points in the first half that you just gave to them. And the defense can't stop anything. So, like, imagine. And then the second half, then they start putting up some points. And all of a sudden, it's like, okay, now that's only a two-score game with 6 minutes to go, and you've got three timeouts. We've seen Aaron Rodgers do this 100 times. So it's like, the Packers played like garbage. They played like absolute garbage on Sunday. And at one point, it was a two-score game. They had three timeouts. And everyone, even Joe Buck, was like, wait a second here. And he's a classic. Him and Aikman are classic Packer haters. And they're like, wait a second, we might have a game here. And then they shot themselves in the foot again.
Yeah, I just think the Niners were the best team in the NFC this year, right? And then they went down to New Orleans, won that game. I think Jimmy G can do it.
Ugh.
Now, with that said, the offense of the Chiefs is much, much better.
You got Hill and Watkins and Travis Kelce.
The problem is that front four.
Yeah.
And I don't care who the quarterback is. It is very tough when four guys can rush the quarterback and get there consistently. Now you got free space back there. Your DBs can roam around.
But I think an issue is that Russell Wilson, much like Patrick Mahomes, is a very mobile quarterback. He can escape that no problem and then make a throw. How many times have we seen Patrick Mahomes move out of the pocket and make a no-look sidearm pass 40 yards down the field?
Well, look, I'm a Seahawks fan, but let's be honest. They beat him once in overtime and then lost to him.
Yeah.
So to say they exposed him, it's like, I mean, they beat him by 14 points.
I know, but like the Seahawks this whole season weren't like the banner team. Like, Russell had a great season.
Right.
They weren't like the picture of the best team in the NFC.
And some labeled them overachievers.
I would have.
They did the same thing for the Packers. They said the Packers are the worst 13-3 team in the history of the NFL, which is a joke because the Vikings got embarrassed 38-7 by the Eagles at 13-3 a couple years ago. I digress. But Richard Sherman is a different story.
I like the kid breaks stats.
Because he really hates Vikings.
Oh, more than anything in the entire world. I hate the Vikings.
Do you really?
Oh, my God. And their fans are the worst. They're so bad. Vikings fans.
I just never deal with a Vikings fan.
They would much rather see the Packers.
Well, I have one.
We got one.
With our buddy Brad. Yeah.
The Vikings fans would rather see the Packers lose than their team win. And that's a fact. Like, they love watching the Packers lose. And I, like, the Vikings just lose. That's what they do. Like, I don't care. They don't ever win. They've never won a Super Bowl. They have the most playoff losses in NFL history. Kirk Cousins has never won a Monday night game. Like, they're just a bad team. They're a bad football team.
Yeah. Like, I take pleasure in watching the Cowboys lose all the time.
Yeah.
It's like the Cowboys and the Patriots. People like watching those teams lose. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, the Patriots, I don't really have a deep, like, hatred for or nothing. The Cowboys.
That's a divisional team for you.
Right, when I grew up, right, the Cowboys were a divisional team. It was a massive rivalry. So I'm just like, yeah, I love. The other thing I like about the Cowboys, too, is it's kind of like, when I went to the Oklahoma-Texas game, I cheered for Oklahoma.
Sure.
But every August, you're going to hear about how great Oklahoma is and how great the Cowboys are. And by November, December, they ain't going to be there.
No. No, they're not.
All right. Another thing I want to get into with, because we could sit here and talk sports and food all night.
I know.
You have worked at a bar at Sturgis.
Yeah, I'll be back again this year.
Wow. That is amazing to me.
Yeah.
Like I was telling you, when I first saw it, by the way, a little behind the curtains here, I've kind of been stalking the kid. So he starts working here, and it's like, you look more like you should work on our station than you should on the country station.
That's fair.
You're not.
I'm a connoisseur of all music. I love music. I love rock music. Rammstein's one of my favorite bands of all time.
Oh, I know one song.
Du Hast?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I figured. Yeah.
So then so we become friends on Facebook or whatever. And then I was like, something about Sturgis. And I come in, I'm like, dude, I go to Burning Man. I go to some wild stuff. Tell me about Sturgis.
Sturgis is an unbelievable experience. Yeah, I used to ride a Harley and like, yeah.
And which bar do you work at?
Iron Horse Saloon. It's the biggest venue in the city limits of Sturgis. It's along the lines of like Buffalo Chip or Full Throttle.
All right, so I don't know Full Throttle. I watch all the cops.
Full Throttle was like, they had the one that had the TV show.
Oh, that I thought, well, the Chip had one too.
Did they? I think they have one now.
Maybe they just had Sturgis Cops.
I think they have, the Chip has a TV show now, but the classic one that everyone watched was Full Throttle Saloon with Jesse James from Jackal. He's the guy that,
all right.
Yeah, he's the guy that works there.
And some of those bars are only open for Sturgis, right?
We are only open for about a month before and a month after the rally.
That's it. So you're open. What's the total it's open? 3 months?
Maybe. And like, that's just like, there's a restaurant in there too. There are multiple restaurants, but the main one is open like, you know, a month before and a month after. And like, maybe special occasions throughout the year. But if you went there right now, it's closed.
So it's exactly. A real building.
Oh, yeah. And it's a massive venue.
So the town of Sturgis has a couple buildings like that?
The town of Sturgis has one big building like that in the city limits. That's our venue. Now,
which one is it again?
It's called Iron Horse Saloon.
All right.
Also known as Easy Riders if you are a Sturgis veteran. Buffalo Chip and Full Throttle are outside the city limits. So inside of Sturgis is this small little South Dakota town with all these super small single family old houses that just like lights up for 10 days in August.
Yeah.
It's wild.
Wow.
But yeah, right now in the middle of downtown Sturgis, or downtown, in all of Sturgis, there's this big ass empty concert venue just sitting there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do they ever fill it for anything else in the off season?
Nope.
No?
Just sits there. So like, imagine owning that. Like, you have 10 days, technically, to like make your money for the year.
That is wild, man.
But they see like a million bikes throughout 10 days, you know? Like a million bikes come through. It's crazy.
And then how'd you get a job like working down there and doing the event there?
Yeah, so what I do is there's a club upstairs. It's the only nightclub in Sturgis. When you think of like Sturgis, you think of like hardcore bikers and like Hell's Angels, which there are. There's plenty of that. Like, they have a clubhouse in Sturgis City Limits that is armed 24/7 with guards up front.
Is it just them or like Banditos?
Are they all there? Sons of Silence, Hell's Angels, they're all there.
Who's the one in Texas? What's the famous Hell's Angels and somebody? Didn't they get in that shootout at like the Twin Peaks restaurant or something?
That sounds right. Yeah, yeah. I don't remember what the other one was.
Excuse, if you're in an MC, my bad if I'm screwing up the info.
Careful, dude.
No, I know.
But in Sturgis, at the Hell's Angels Clubhouse, it's like guarded 24/7 by armed dudes with guns. And like everyone knows, you just don't go over there. And if you don't bother those guys, they don't bother you.
Yeah, I know some people in the Seattle chapter.
They go about their business.
Yeah.
Nice guys.
That's a club.
So when you think of Sturgis, you think of like hardcore bikers, right? It's more of like a music festival. There are the hardcore bikers, but our largest crowd ever was for a Nelly show.
No kidding.
Two years ago, Nelly, like, it was filled to the streets. Like, the cops were there trying to kick people out because there were so many people who wanted to see Nelly. It's just like this huge music festival for 10 days. It's awesome. So I DJ in the only nightclub in Sturgis. It's on the third floor of our venue.
That's awesome.
Thousands of people in there every night, all 10 days. Tuesday night, it's just packed. It's bumping. It's wild. And then I help out with some MC stuff, and it's a great time. But it is unlike any party you'll ever do in your entire life.
How many would you say are regular, like, you like bikers and stuff? And then, like, I knew a guy that went, but basically he was going through like a midlife crisis.
Sure.
Like, bought a bike and drove
to Sturgis. And it's really easy to tell who is who. Because there's
right,
guys.
Thank you. That's what I was wondering.
There's guys that'll go down there and they're decked out head to toe in leather, right? And it's all like, it'll say Harley Davidson or. We've seen dudes that have. You remember the TV show Sons of Anarchy?
Yes.
Like, one of my favorite TV shows of all time, by the way.
That's awesome.
But go ahead.
There was a guy decked out head to toe in Sons of Anarchy gear in Sturgis during the rally.
I mean, that seems like you're just asking to get beat up by everyone.
Well, I guarantee he did.
Yeah.
But like, because there's certain places you just don't go, and if you don't know that about Sturgis, and you walk in to a place that you shouldn't be at, wearing something like that, bad news.
And just like, I don't know, I just wouldn't try to fit in.
No, like you should just go and do your thing and have a good time. Like,
yeah.
But you can, it's very easy to tell the legit bikers from the midlife crisis guys with money, who like, for 355 days of the year, are a dentist. And then for the 10 days of the rally, they are leather-wearing, badass bikers.
How many people, what would you say the crowd is like, what percentage are people that arrived on bikes, and which percentage is like people that just like pulled in and just want to party?
Yeah, good split, probably.
Is it?
50-50. And there's a lot of people, there's another split. Did you ride your bike there from wherever you're from, or did you trailer it? Because a lot of people will trailer their bikes and drive with a trailer to Sturgis, park at wherever they're going to be at, and then ride their bike around. But the real badass guys are the ones that ride it from wherever they're from. And people come from all of, this is South Dakota, Florida, you know, Washington State here, you
of
know.
Of course.
Like, everywhere. And
I mean, the dude I knew, to his credit, he did ride it down.
Yeah. Oh, there's plenty of people that'll ride, but most people trailer their bikes.
All right. So, like, somebody like me just shows up, like, if I just, what's the nearest town you'd fly into? I don't even know.
There's multiple. You could fly into Rapid City.
Yeah, I probably would fly in and just rent a car and be like, yo, Alec, I'm going to be up on the third floor with you, dog.
Dude, you want to come? You come on down. You can stay in my camper.
Oh, man. I feel like
I'll show you a good time.
Two things happened at Sturgis, Ted Smith.
Okay, let's hear them.
Number one, things go bad. I get in some conversation. I probably shouldn't have walked around a corner. Number two is like, I come back with like a biker girlfriend and it's like
that doesn't sound like that bad of a deal, honestly, in option number two.
Right, and I have like three tattoos actively.
Dude, I always get a tattoo in Sturgis every year. There's tattoo people set up inside our venue, multiple.
Whoa.
That is so wild to me.
Yeah.
One time I was at a rockabilly bar in Ventura, California, and like there's a tattoo chair like out on the deck. Like, people are just smoking and hanging out outside, and, like, someone's just in a chair getting a tattoo. It's
wild, dude. I mean, you got these ladies out there, right? Like, the girls at work, the bartenders or whatever, and they wear nothing for 10 days. They wear no... I mean, obviously, like, pasties is pretty much what they're
pasties,
wearing.
Pasties, bikini bottom, assless chaps.
Yeah. I mean, all chaps are assless, but whatever, you know.
It's a good point. Yeah. Good point. Or they'd be pants.
Yeah, otherwise, if you had ass on your chaps, those are just leather pants at that point. But it's unlike anything you'll ever experience ever, and you should come. It'd be a great time.
Yeah.
I'll show you. I know where not to go and where to go and where to go during the day.
All right, another random question.
All right.
This is going to be very personal, but South Dakota, like, how are they with weed? So I think South Dakota is still probably the old boy network of like.
Well, North Dakota
weed.
And South Dakota are much, very much alike in that aspect. They're not down with that. But for like the 10 days, I mean, it's kind of like everything goes pretty much. I mean, there's so many people in Sturgis. If they were pulling people over for weed, it would be impossible for them. It'd be like trying to pull over someone for weed in Seattle. They just ain't gonna happen, you know. There are a lot of drugs. If you're trying to do a lot of drugs, there's a lot of drugs in Sturgis, you know?
Well, I would think, also, no offense, I would think that crowd's probably a little more speedier. So your cocaines or other cheaper versions of speed.
I'm sure.
As opposed to like me being like, hey man, let's get stoned.
And it's like, it's such an inclusive group of people. Like, if you want to smoke weed, then everyone's like, yeah, dude, go do your thing. If you want to snort cocaine, then you do that too. Like, or just want to get drunk as hell. All 10 days, all day long, you'll be amongst friends.
Well, it's funny, too, is like every time I've hung out with motorcycle enthusiasts, I'd say, it's generally been a good time. Like, I've been over to the Oyster Run. That was cool. The new Originals did a show down at Studio 7 for a couple of the guys. Like, I don't know. You're right. It piques my interest. I really want to go.
Sturgis is wild, dude. It's a wild, wild party.
And when is it? Is it like a certain date?
Yeah. This year, it's the second week of August for 10 days.
I'm out. I already have tickets to a festival and an RV pass.
Got that RV pass, dude. You can't miss on that, you know?
No.
We'll get you out there one of these times.
Yeah, for sure. Fly in the end of it. All right. We got to get to some other stuff. Real quick, though, you did mention you're a Trailer Park Boys fan. Glad to hear it. I love that show. Yeah. I think I've watched every episode of it probably three times now.
What was the other one you told me to check out?
That I haven't watched and everybody tells me to watch?
No, that you've watched.
That's it's like Trailer like, Park Boys? Is it Letterkenny?
Oh, yeah.
So Letterkenny, right, a lot of people tell me about that one, but that's on a different service. On Netflix, I found one that's in Ireland, and it's tough, because it's Southern Ireland, and their brogues are very heavy, but it's called Hearty Bucks.
That's what it is, yeah.
And it's almost dumber than Trailer Park Boys.
Really?
Yeah, but it's just small town, I can't remember if it's County Cork, County Mayo, whatever one's in the South End, and it is unbelievable. You deal with the Viper, man.
I love Trailer Park. I'm rewatching it again right now. Like you, I've watched it probably four or five times through, and it is just funny every time.
Yeah, and I tell everybody this. Like, Matt's met my mom plenty of times. Like, not a drinker. I don't think she's ever smoked marijuana. She loves Trailer Park Boys. Like, my mom doesn't even cuss, and she thinks it's the funniest show ever.
Well, you'd pretty much just describe Trailer Park Boys cussing, drinking, and smoking weed. And really fast, I have to tell the story about Trailer Park Boys.
All right.
They did a show in Fargo, Jim Leahy and Randy. They do like a road show, right? So the guys who
R.I.P. Leahy.
R.I.P. Leahy. Well, that's where I'm going with this.
Oh, sorry.
Hold on a second. So they came through and did a show. Those two, the guys who play those characters, came through and did a show at a club there in Fargo. And they came to the radio station to do some interviews on the air. So we were hanging out, taking pictures and hanging out, shooting the shit. Awesome dudes. Hilarious. One of my guys that I work with there was feeling the symptoms of like flu-like stuff, right? The next day, he doesn't come to work because he has the flu. He's sick as hell, right?
All right.
This is hours after we just met John Dunsworth, the guy who plays Jim Leahy. Now, fast forward a week, the guy who plays Jim Leahy is dead because he got sick with a weakened immune system, ended up catching pneumonia and died.
Does the guy you work with,
so
like, how does he
we
take
are
this?
99% positive Whoa. That the guy that I used to work with killed Jim Leahy.
Don't let him go to Canada.
I know.
Ooh.
99% positive. And we asked, and then the next year, Randy, the guy who played Randy, came back and did his cheeseburger picnic show. And we got up on stage and like brought him on stage and, you know, whatever bullshit around. I asked him on stage, I was like, yo, I'm pretty sure my guy here killed Jim Leahy. And he said he didn't. But there's just, it's too much of a coincidence that he died of getting pneumonia because he was sick. His immune system was so weak, he ended up getting pneumonia and died a week after he met my guy who had the flu the day after. Full-on flu.
My meeting, so the main three guys, right, they do a tour as well.
Yeah.
So we had them in years ago.
They're so funny.
Right. And Ricky legit gave me a joint. He's like, dude, we've been in Seattle for 3 days. And this is before weed was legal. He's like, everybody keeps giving us weed. And he's like, I do smoke weed, but like, I can't, like, just take it. Like,
they did a show in Fargo before Jim Leahy died, all of them.
Yeah.
Like, it was a Christmas show, I think. And my buddy's girlfriend got pulled up on stage with him. And she said all of them were drunk as hell. They just reeked of liquor. Like, I think those guys actually do what they do on the show.
It's pretty close. The story I heard was that they were watching a certain sporting event during the day. Because by the time I saw them Saturday night, they were already good and on it. And then they were cracking bottles, like pints of rum for people to chug. But they were like cracking them and be like, see, it's real.
Oh my God.
And one lady, I remember, she chugged this whole pint. And like the whole crowd, like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm a boozer. But you watch somebody weighs 120 pounds chug a whole pint. And they're already, you go, ooh, that's going to hurt you later.
Never a good call.
All right, there we go. I could talk to you for another hour, but we got to get moving to a couple things here. Like I said, I don't have emails. If you want to send us an email in the next month or two, just send one to me at thetedsmith@ksw.com. Remember, two E's in the, T-H-E-E, tedsmith@kisw.com.
Otherwise, it'd be the.
Right? All right, let's check in with Matt.
Hey, what's good? What's Matt?
Whoa. Before we get to what's Matt needs.
Hey, what's good? What's Matt?
Whoa. Check out what's Matt.
Hey, what's good? What's Matt?
Whoa. Before we get to what's Matt needs.
Hey, what's good? What's Matt?
Whoa. Check out what's Matt needs.
I had a fun weekend. Once again, just hanging out with Jeremy pretty much the whole time. And yeah, I just love that dude. Friday night, we met up with our other buddy Josh and got tacos at El Borracho and just hang out, watch some couple like having a fight in one of the booths, and you could just like, we could only see the girl's face and body, and but the guy's body language as well. And it was like, wow, good to be with you guys. So that's always fun when you see it out in public.
Oh, and being in a fight with your girl sucks to begin with. But then watching other people go through it in public, you're just like, oh.
Yeah, she was super hot, too.
Was she loud?
The bar was loud, so we couldn't hear. Right. But yeah, it was painfully obvious. And yeah, we had a good, we had a
like
lot of full-on really
breakup or just fight?
Fight, I all think.
Right. Damn.
Yeah. I know, a little anticlimactic, relatively speaking, but it was fun. And then Saturday, Jeremy and I met up again at the gym to work out, partially because we were going to go watch UFC that night. And, and then we got there and we had steak salads. Like, it was so, I mean, it was a total bro day. Like, we're working out, upper body, like, and then we go watch UFC fight.
Get the vanity muscles in.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, dude. I don't do curls all the time. Like, my biceps are fine because I do enough rows and pull-ups, but, like, it was a day for curls. It was a day for deltoid raises. Like, I just got it all in, and it was super fun. And, yeah, we were just super fired up. Then we went and watched the UFC fight at Art Marvel 21, which is an awesome place.
I like that place a lot, man.
So they have that, like, center area right when you walk in, and they have a projector screen and couches set up. But Jeremy and I got to, like, right when the prelims started, we got one of the couches.
Nice.
Like, front row. Felt like just VIP status. And by the time McGregor started fighting, it was standing room only behind us with a line out the door. And, I mean, we just, yeah, it was total, like, VIP stuff. But, like, there was no cover, and we just got there early, and we both weren't drinking, so our tabs weren't even that bad. But, yeah. They
waitress.
Got
waitress loved you guys.
Oh, my God. I was going to say, you probably pissed him off so bad.
I know. I was like, I rounded way up, okay? Yeah, but it was also just like, yeah, you probably were expecting some wilder people running up a much higher bill than like, yeah, I'll try one of the strawberry, whatever the f*** it was called, like the non-alcoholic mocktail that's like $5. I mean, like, yeah, it was, that felt a little bit, but it's like, dude, we're here, we're hanging out, having a great time.
No. Like, I'm just flipping your crap. You sat there first, right?
But we were there longer than anybody, too. Yeah. I mean, like, all day and just, like, slow order. Like, yeah, I'll take a coffee. Like, it's like,
I never understand why bars don't charge a cover for something like that.
Most of them do.
Most of them do. Do they not at all?
No.
Oh, man, I didn't
know. Blowing my mind. You got to line out the door, and most of those people would pay the cover because otherwise you got to pay $70. Isn't that what it is to watch the fight if you want to buy it?
Well, a lot of places will charge, like, 10 or 15.
Sure.
What do you mean at home, 70?
Yeah, it's like, I'm saying, if you want to buy the fight at home, it's $70. So, like, you get to pay $10 to go someplace. Okay.
Yeah. It is funny, though. There's a lot of people that specifically would go places that don't have a cover. So there's only a few of them left. I used to know every bar in town that would show UFC without a cover.
Well, Art Marvel 21's one of them.
I'd have been so pissed if I'd have paid for that fight.
Yeah, right? Like, it was a decent card, but yeah, I mean, that was over quick.
Yeah.
It was super nuts. But it was an exciting 40 seconds, I guess.
I've heard that a time or two.
That's what he said.
Oh, hey, we were both
right. Yeah.
We were right there.
But I don't think she said that.
Then after that, we just had a great time there. And then we went and rolled up to Aurora Borealis.
Tough spelling that.
Tough pronouncing it sometimes, huh?
Aurora Borealis.
We had our podcast, the meetup there back in December, and we're back there for Taryn's birthday party. Her dad's band, Mojo Cannon. And
if only they had some members. Taryn's dad's band is really good.
Yeah.
But what is there, like 13 people in that band?
Something like that.
There's a lot of people on stage.
Do they all play a different instrument, or what's the...
Yeah, they got a couple singers, they have a little brass section.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, they were good.
More like an orchestra than a band.
Yeah, so that was my first time seeing them, but they were rad, and it was awesome to see everybody. A good chunk of our crew was out there.
Yeah.
I didn't know who was going to be there. I was just like, oh, that's going on, it's Taryn's birthday, and was pleasantly surprised with our group turnout there.
Yeah.
So that was rad. Sunday went home... Hung out with my dad more than my mom, but I saw both, and we all had dinner together. It was mostly just hanging out with my dad, watching football, and, you know, I'm trying to learn about the stock market from him, and that's not going well. Like, I'm like, all right, I'm 33, like, let's look ahead, you know, and he's like trying to, and I was just like, Jesus, man, like.
It's a lot.
Yeah, I'll give that one time. But
just watch Wolf of Wall Street a couple times. You'll be set.
Yeah.
That's all you need to know,
that's
right?
That's the exciting parts of
it.
That's funny. You talk about lifting vanity muscles on Saturday.
Yeah.
So Friday, I reintroduced a weighted lunges back into my routine.
Ooh.
The 25-pound plate. I told you Saturday I was sore. So I felt like I could barely move on Sunday.
That sounds horrible.
I mean, it was my own fault. Like, you know what I mean? Is even as I was like, no, man, I got it. It's fine. We could do all the, you know, all the reps and everything.
You should have started with like a 2.5, not a 25. Put a decimal between that.
Yeah. Did you just demonstrate you were holding it above your head?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of ways you can do weighted lunges. I would say overhead holding a plate, one of the more difficult ones. So
right.
So yeah, that's torture.
Like, I was getting it in, but man.
Good for you.
Sunday, I was like, my legs are on fire.
It's a good feeling.
Yeah, it is. Reminds you you're alive. Take an Epsom salt bath. You'll be fine.
Smoke some weed, Dad.
Smoke some weed.
You got an excuse now.
Eat an edible, right? All right. Well, Cobb hasn't been here. Or isn't here. So it's been a while, but we're reintroduce the Taran topic tonight.
Yeah.
So usually at the end of the podcast, our buddy Cobb would have the Cobb topic.
Yeah.
We do a little boop, 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 doop. But now we're reintroducing the Taran topic back in.
Woo!
Matt, you going to turn her on?
Oh, yeah.
He is.
It's that kind of podcast. All right.
So it's about that time.
Boop, doop, doop, boop, boop. Taran topic.
Taran topic.
I love that song. It's a great
Alex,
song.
That's right.
This is for you.
This podcast is old school. Still have the bell.
I love it. You got to have it.
Your dad probably remembers those.
He still uses one on his radio show to this day, so he does.
Where's your dad's radio show out of?
It's in Fargo, North Dakota, Taran.
Oh,
of course.
Right on. I love it. I love that you got radio like running deep
in
your veins.
Blood.
Yeah, it's so cool. Are you guys ready for this?
Yeah.
Sorry. I was like, are we going to chat for a minute? I don't know the format.
Well, you know, he also works at Sturgis.
Really?
The motorcycle rally, yeah.
Oh, my God.
You can't
God.
Tell that by looking at me? What's up?
That is literally on my, like, bucket list of things I want to do.
I was telling these guys.
He was just telling me. He's like, dude, you got to go.
I'm like,
all right. The most fun time of all time ever.
So I watched, we're going to just hold on this topic for a second. I watched a time-lapse video of them, like, for, like, the 2 weeks leading up to Sturgis, setting up that area.
Yeah.
And then tearing it down. It was the most insane thing. I mean, it's bananas. I have to go.
You would love it.
All right, we're doing it.
Hardcore party.
Road trip.
Ted, motorcycles.
Yeah.
You can ride bitch on my cycle. How about that?
That makes a lot of sense.
All right.
Taran, good to see you back. And I've missed you, Taran.
That's kind of, speaking of motorcycles and things of that nature, vehicles, if you will.
I think I'm the only one in the room, by the way, that has a two-wheeled powered vehicle.
Scoot.
50cc, 49cc's of hell.
Mm-hmm.
Vespa, I could see you just cruising down in a Vespa.
It's a Zuma.
Oh, excuse me. You got the gloves that match the color of your scooter?
I use gardening gloves. Safety third. But they're black. My thing's matte black. It looks cool.
As long as you don't get close enough, you don't even know they're gardening gloves, right?
No, exactly. That guy just looks tough.
Tough guy.
I bet it does. I bet it looks really tough.
Yeah. Well, this is a great segue, actually, because when it comes to, like, dream cars, I think, honestly, my dream car, this is kind of nerdy, but it's, like, you know, something that gets great gas mileage to, like, get me to the city. So I don't want to know about your guys' dream cars. I want to know about your fantasy cars, where, like, it doesn't have to be practical. It doesn't have to make sense. You're not going to be, like, driving it to work. This is just your fantasy car. Maybe you keep it locked up in a garage. You only drive it a couple weekends a year. What is your fantasy car? Not dream car. Fantasy car.
Huh. Not sure. I'm not really in, like, I like sports cars, but they don't really, like, I don't really give a crap about them. I guess, yeah, that car, probably be a Rolls-Royce Phantom.
Yeah.
With somebody else driving it.
Of course. You don't drive your own.
You don't drive a Rolls-Royce.
No.
I ride a Rolls-Royce.
I hate driving, period.
Would you wear your gardening gloves in the Rolls-Royce?
No. I'd have on white gloves, you classless fuck. I've been in a Rolls-Royce Phantom. You know there's umbrellas in the doors?
Okay, so I've heard that, but I've never been in one. I'm not that cool.
Put it to you this way. I knew a guy that had one, and him and Clinton Portis were the only two people in the D.C. area that had them.
Jeez.
He ended up having to give his back and do 2 years in a federal pen.
Oh, it happens.
Yeah.
It's a real bummer.
Well, you show off in a Rolls Royce in Fiji County, people take notice.
Yeah.
Living outside his means a little bit, huh?
You know... Matt, what's your fantasy car?
I'm not a car guy either, but I don't know anything about, like, how they run, how comfortable they are, but, like, if it's a fantasy car, like, maybe do make it a little bit more practical and comfortable, but, like, I would love a brand new, like, off the lot DeLorean for Back to the Future.
Oh, yeah.
But, like,
it's got zero on the odometer. So, like, I'm going to have a good, like, I know they're still around and, like, they're a thing. But, like, a brand new one with, like, maybe a little bit of, like, more comfortable modern features, like power windows and whatever. Like, I don't know what they actually have. But I would like a pimped out ride, pimp my ride version of a DeLorean that runs brand new.
That's a sweet idea. And, I mean, for me, I only see a DeLorean once every couple of years now. But when I do, it, like, stops me in my tracks. And I mean, unless I'm driving, then
I'll keep driving.
Saying. But it's so exciting.
Yeah, well, yeah, make people's day.
I love Cadillacs. Like, maybe a 1978 Cadillac, white Cadillac convertible.
Sexy. Baller.
Alec?
I'm going to go with a Bugatti Veyron. Because it takes two keys to start it. If you want to unleash the full power that is a Bugatti Veyron, you have the regular key that goes right here, and you've got a key down by the floor that unleashes the rest of the horsepower.
And what is the horsepower of one of those?
I couldn't tell you the horsepower off the top of my head.
Many horses.
Imagine all the horses you've ever seen in your life.
That's that horsepower.
It's that many horses. Yeah.
I like it.
But are they in the back?
Dead. Oh my God. Didn't know we were going to have to do that here.
All right, so there you go. There's episode 286. You can check Alec on 100.7 The Wolf, 2 to 7 p.m. For Taryn, for MCTP of the Ted Smith Z Podcast. Cheers.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.